This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is urging Russia to free a detained U.S. journalist. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The message is simple.
Let him go.
The president pushing Russia to release the Wall Street Journal's Evan Gershkovich, whom Moscow arrested on espionage charges. It's the first time an American journalist has been detained on spying accusations since the Cold War. The Biden administration calls the charge ridiculous and the targeting of Americans unacceptable. Asked if he'd retaliate by expelling Russian diplomats or journalists from the U.S.
That's not the plan right now.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Biden is visiting a Mississippi town Friday that's been ravaged by a deadly tornado as a series of severe storms threatens again to rip across the Midwest and the south of the United States. Last week's twister destroyed 300 homes and businesses in Rolling Fork and nearby Silver City, leaving mounds of lumber, bricks, and twisted metal. Hundreds of other structures were badly damaged. The death toll stands at 21, based on deaths confirmed by coroners. Authorities don't know of anyone else missing. Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are surveying the damage. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke at a ceremony in the town of Bucha near Kyiv on Friday to commemorate the anniversary of Bucha's liberation from Russia's brutal occupation. Bucha stands as a symbol of atrocities committed by the Russian army since its full-scale invasion began in February of 2022. The Kremlin's forces occupied Bucha for about a month soon after the start of the war. Ukrainian troops retook the town to find horrific scenes. Hundreds of bodies were uncovered, including some children. More at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is one of many Republicans commenting on the indictment of former U.S. President Donald Trump after news of the development broke late on Thursday.
Every American deserves equal treatment under the law. And I believe the American people will see this for what it is.
Even Republicans planning to run against Trump in 2024 came to his defense on Friday. Nikki Haley, Trump's former ambassador to the United Nations, who has announced her 2024 run for the presidency, said of the indictment, "This is more about revenge than it is justice." A New York grand jury indicted Trump on charges linked to his $130,000 hush money payment in 2016 to an adult film actress. The actress, Stormy Daniels, said the money was meant to silence her about an affair she claimed to have had with Trump a decade earlier. Trump has long denied that claim. Human rights experts warn ongoing conflict in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, which has trapped the country in continuing cycles of brutality and misery, will not end until the fighting does. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Armed violence has forced more than 6 million people to flee their homes in the Democratic Republic of Congo. This is the highest number of internally displaced people on the African continent. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, warns the conditions leading to this situation are worsening as armed groups increase the violence, notably in the eastern provinces of Ituri and North Kivu. More than 100 armed groups operate in the eastern provinces. Turk says rebel militias commit despicable attacks against civilians with impunity. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg announced Friday that all NATO members have ratified the accession protocol for Finland to join NATO after Turkey approved the move late on Thursday. In a tweet following Turkey's vote, Stoltenberg said Finland's inclusion in the alliance, quote, will make the whole NATO family stronger and safer. He has repeatedly said he expects both Finland and Sweden to eventually become NATO members. Finland and Sweden each gave up decades of non-alignment with their applications to join the military alliance last year after Russia invaded Ukraine. Turkey expressed concerns that both Finland and Sweden were too lenient toward groups that Turkey considers terror organizations. Sweden and NATO leaders have said Sweden has carried out a series of reforms to overcome Turkey's concerns. And funeral services are set for 6 people killed in this week's school shooting in Nashville, Tennessee, as grieving city mourns the victims of the attack. Marissa Melton, VOA News.